do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast.
Leave me the fuck alone!
Okay. A little bit after 5, if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24-7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, Spotify, at your favorite applicatione. Or at crabdiving.com. The coffee with the water chaser was...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you were double-fisting it over there.
Yes, coffee and water.
Drinking.
Yes.
Enema. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck a Tony out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. You know, I mean, don't fuck a Tony, although
who cares?
A Tony in your life may appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciate you spending some time with us. And, you know, there's all kinds of shit to talk about. Feels like dark times for some reason.
Well, because it is, Pat. It is.
I need to look for more good news because it really does at times feel like just a.
What are you going to do, bullshit people?
Getting a prostate exam with a great sword,
right?
Thanks for joining us and join us on our social media and everything. And thanks to those who buy shit through our Amazon link and all that stuff. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I agree, dude. It is dark times. This is fucked up. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, it's just some of the shit that's going on at the state level. The more I look at stuff, is just annoying as fuck. This the story that we did about the I forget what courthouse. Oh, Jacinto County Courthouse in Texas. It really looks like a church. I swear to you.
Yeah,
were I driving by, I would think, wow, look. They changed that school building to a church and slapped a bunch of big giant crosses up there, but it's their courthouse. And then for those that don't know, a local person sent a letter to the Freedom From Religion Foundation because that's how they work.
Yeah,
they don't swoop down from the skies surveilling good Christian little townships looking for violations.
I wish they did
from Wisconsin.
Right.
But they have a local complainant or pissed off person. And then they sent a letter saying, hey, you know, it's a courthouse. It can't do that shit.
Right.
So there was a I should have played the clips, but there was a town meeting of several hundred people, which sounded more like a tent revival.
Right.
Than any kind of a political
event.
One woman was up there and she's like, I'm serving my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm representing him and I say that the crosses I have to stay.
Well, I'd say take those crosses and ram them up your Savior's asshole. Well, how do you like that?
And
fuck you.
Yeah, he'll come back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he'll come back after he gets...
So,
your imaginary god gets rammed in the asshole with your cross.
I was reading that, and then I made the mistake of reading comments again, and
people are dumb.
God, just horrific, really horrific.
You know, the problem is like we've got all these fundamentalists right? They're up to all this wacky shit. And you have people on the left and some people, whatever these moderates may be, they fly by the mantra of this too Oral. Shall pass. And I would say to them, yeah, are you confident? How confident are you that this too shall pass?
That one was a delay. It just ended
up. Oh, yes.
Perfect. This I shall say to you, Oral. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're all going to pass. This is all going to pass.
Yeah, and it's going to be the expense of women's rights.
Yeah, we won't be here eventually to see the hellscape that the Republicans have turned this place into. And the damage that, you know, will take generations to try to mitigate from this generations long fellation of the fossil fuel industry just because money.
Thanks, Bernie Bros. Do you know what I like when the Bernie Bros will point out on Facebook about some of the other candidates on the Democratic side running? They will say things like, oh, Joe Biden's a slave to big oil or Beto is or whatever. I'm like, motherfucker, you helped get Trump elected. You helped get. How dare you?
Yeah.
How fucking dare you? Shove it up your ass.
Again, wrap yourself in that shawl of sanctimony,
you
bitches.
Dumb dickheads.
As we're marched to the gulags. It'll keep you warm.
Huh.
Let's see what's going on. And tweet us during the show, by the way, at Crab Diving, CrabDiving.
Yay.
And you can also, if you'd like, toss us a message over at our Facebook page. We don't monitor that one during the show necessarily, but any other time you want to join us on Facebook, we got lots of shit we don't get to here on the show.
Yes.
Cartoons and memes and shit and stuff. And a couple of right-wing trolls that you can...
Oh, yes.
You can bat around.
Right. They're fun.
R.I.P. Tim Conway. I just want to put that out there.
God damn it.
A really funny dude.
Right.
IMHO.
What?
IMHO. In my humble opinion.
In my humble opinion.
Aren't you up with Twit Speak?
No, not really. I was like, IMHO. What the shit does that?
In my humble opinion.
I'm ho.
I'm ho. RIP Tim Conway, 85 Sad. Years old.
Sad.
But let's see.
I was surprised. I thought maybe.
You thought he was dead, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And actually, when I saw someone post about it, I was like, oh, you dumbass. He died like 2 years ago. And I was like, well.
Harvey did, sadly.
Who is that?
Harvey Korman.
Oh, Harvey Korman, right.
From the...
God, he was hilarious.
Yeah. And we still have Carol.
Right. Really? Do we?
Yeah, Carol's still around.
Okay.
Carol Burnett. Here is the... let's see what's going on in the old head.
Yay!
My computer is literally seized up.
No! God damn it! What? How are these computers better, man? What the fuck? Why is it when I buy something off that goddamn Dell Outlet website, it's that planned obsolescence. Planned obsolescence.
Well, yeah, and it's working.
Motherfuckers.
It's working because this is an old computer, so.
What does that mean?
This is obsolete. It's an obsolete computer. In
what
fact,
year did you get that?
Oh, it was a while ago.
But 2002 or something?
No, but I mean, in computer years, it's ancient.
Was it 5 years old?
Maybe about that, maybe a little more.
That's it. But think about that. That's expensive. It's 5 years old. You're goddamn right.
Well,
it should last
five really wasn't
fucking
that
years.
Expensive. That's another. That's part two of the issue.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly
right.
Top of the line.
Yes. Do you think the government should give us computers? Can't we get computers? I mean, look at all the shit they give the oil industry. Why can't all homes, household be guaranteed a computer?
I think the internet should be a public utility.
Oh, my God. A sailboat just...
And really fast.
Right. Sailboat just... there's a truck pulling a sailboat, just went by the studio. And the title of the boat, the name of the boat, I Am Groot.
Oh, awesome. I approve.
I Am Groot.
It's good that he gets the work.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't think he gets paid for that, Groot. I don't know. That God, does that mean that boat is made out of Groot? That guy killed Groot.
That's make really that gross. Boat. A few planks.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
And you keep him alive long enough to grow it back so you can finish the
boat.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Groot is my mast.
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo, the headline says, circular firing squad. Oh, I saw this story. This is awesome.
Yes.
NRA infighting. Mounts.
You motherfuckers.
Leaked documents reveal that the NRA is drowning in legal fees.
Ooh, yes.
Board members say they didn't know. The NRA continues to implode amidst accusations of financial mismanagement.
Oh, shit.
By its highest ranking officials. Now, two board members are speaking out against the gun rights group.
Damn.
I wonder if the Motor City Madman.
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
Is he involved in this?
He's a board member.
Well, wait a second. This is about Wayne LaPierre. Well,
yeah, Wayne spending 40 grand on underwear and stuff.
40 grand? No. I think it was six digits.
Well, in one visit.
Right.
They detailed one visit where he spent like $38,000 in one trip at a place in Beverly Hills or something.
But the total is like over 100 grand, isn't it? It really is. It's like $200,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it was something, some crazy amount.
What is it about you weird rich fuckers that, I mean, I understand that you're going to have nicer clothes than normal people, but I mean, Paul, what's his face? The guy who ran Trump's campaign, Paul
Manafort.
Paul Manafort. I mean, how much did he spend on that ostrich vest?
A lot.
A lot of money. But it's,
well, did you ever go in Fred Siegel?
No.
In L.A.?
Well, yes. I mean, no.
I mean, you could really plain white T-shirt.
Yes.
$400.
That's why.
But it's there's no logo.
Right.
It's just the label on the inside. Even
this is why in the future the people will rise up. And I'm not saying I want this. I don't want this. We don't want this. Blood will flow in the streets. Shit will burn because there's a $400 T-shirt at Fred Siegel, and there's somebody that's not tenable. That's fucked up. Let's go get him.
Well, and it is crazy. It's just it's hyperinflated prices. Just some rich people.
Yes.
I mean, there's really nothing remarkable about it. It wasn't hand-stitched by virgins in Madagascar or something.
It might have been.
Who the fuck knows?
It might have been hand-stitched by slave children in Thailand or some shit like that.
The recent statements by the newly elected NRA president, Carolyn Meadows, are, quote, outright lies.
Hey.
According to a NRA board member, Alan West. I don't know who that is. West is a former Republican congressman from Florida.
That Alan West. We know this guy.
Oh, my God. That Alan West.
Because I always think, didn't he play Batman? And then you're always like, that's Adam West.
What a piece of crap he is. He's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah.
He was the guy that was asked to remove himself from the military because of torturing people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? Didn't he oversee a quote, interrogation that went a little rough?
Yeah, I thought that was that deal.
Yeah, and that's why Republicans loved him, of course.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately, he got booted after one term only.
Really?
Of course he's on the NRA.
Oh, yeah, dude.
What a buttfuckery of buttfuckery they have over
Oliver North.
Holy crap.
Oliver North, dude.
West, the former Republican congressman from Florida, was referring to a series of public comments by Meadows, the new president,
yes,
who claimed that board members were already aware of the group's massive financial troubles.
Massive.
On Friday, a trove of internal NRA documents was released anonymously online.
That's awesome. Those fuckers.
I love the WikiLeaks.
God damn.
I don't think it was WikiLeaks, but...
Right.
They revealed that the group's recently departed president, Oliver North, had warned top-ranking officials that the NRA was drowning in legal fees. It almost sounds like Ollie North was... It's hard to wrap your brain around. The good guy in this case, who was like, hey, there's all this financial shit going on. The bad part was when he tried to extort or blackmail Wayne LaPierre.
Right.
By saying, I got this info on you. You got to quit.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you put the info out there and force him to quit.
Because he just wanted to make money off of it.
You show the malfeasance. Yeah. I don't know why you hold that over him.
You know what I don't understand? These fucking scumbags had a great thing going on. They ran a lobbying organization that gave money to politicians that made it legal for their clients, the gun industry, to make fuck tons of money selling these weapons that are killing our kids in school. Doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
But then they do things like, laundering Russian campaign dollars.
Allegedly.
And then they let like Wayne LaPierre get involved in a big fucking scandal. If they were smart, they would fly under the radar and you would never hear from these evil little Sith lords.
The 9-page letter said the amount appears to be, this is from North.
Yes.
9-page letter. The amount appears to be approximately $24 million over a 13-month period. That's their legal fees. What the hell are they? North said the group was burning nearly $100,000 every day.
God.
7 days a week, every day of every month.
They're buying politicians.
In payments to a law firm.
Oh, shit. To one law firm.
Well, that's just one.
Oh, that's weird.
Another letter revealed that Wayne LaPierre has blown through more than $500,000 on clothing, travel, and other expenses over the years. Oh, here it is, including the $39,000 shopping spree at a Beverly Hills store.
How the fuck? I mean, if you remember the NRA and you hear this story, you should be thinking like, God, all that money could be going to protect my gun rights. Instead, Wayne LaPierre is buying khakis or whatever the fuck he got at the Beverly Hills store. It's weird.
So a couple of these, I mean, Alan West and then this other, it says Colorado activist, small business owner, Timothy Knight, another board member, also expressed his surprise at the financial bad news. Despite what the new president said, she said it was stale news that the entire board's fully aware of all these issues. And now these guys are coming out and saying, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Well, obviously you got to fire Wayne LaPierre, right?
West said changes to the NRA need to include moving LaPierre from his longtime position.
Yes.
Reducing the number of board members. Oh my God. 76 board members. What the fuck do you need 76 board members for?
Yeah. And wait, was it Maria Batima? Didn't she infiltrate these guys? Didn't she?
Was her target. NRA events and shit like that. Yeah.
So, I mean, aren't we kind of certain, though, that they did weird shit with the Russians and money and campaign dollars? I mean...
West said, I do not support Wayne LaPierre continuing as the EVP CEO of the NRA. FECKYOU.
Yeah.
There is a cabal of cronyism operating within the NRA, and that exists within the board of directors.
Wow, what a shock!
That butterfly burp just knocked me over. It must cease. I do not care if I draw their angst. Their angst.
Oh, shut up, you fucking asshole!
I'm happy for any NRA angst, personally.
It's great. I hate your organization. I fucking hate it. Burn it to the ground. Go ahead, you fuckheads. I no, keep Wayne LaPierre there in where he is so he can buy sweaters for 50 grand. Waste your fucking money.
Trips to like Lake Como in Italy, charged to the NRA.
That sounds nice.
On Wayne LaPierre.
What's he doing there?
I don't know.
What are you doing in Lake Como? What business?
It's beautiful.
Have you ever been?
I wish somebody would have paid for me to go.
Right.
Hell.
I want to go to Lake Cuomo.
Como.
Como? Lake Cuomo.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Gosh. Jeez.
We're all really excited about it.
Yes.
The NRA circular firing squad
right.
going on over at the Drudge Report. Let's see.
Suck my dick.
What the Drudgies are inhaling.
Airplane glue. Things like that.
As it loads. Oh, it's a picture of the Chinese. I really need to look up
China.
What he is. President, let's call him.
Premier!
Xi Jinping, who is basically in for life, right? The Chinese changed their constitution to allow him to remain leader for life.
Trump commented on that too.
Wistfully.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they'll do that here someday.
Yeah, maybe.
China vows people's war, it says, blasts greedy and arrogant Trump.
Oh, shit.
Farmers feel pain, Apple in crosshairs, it says, are the four.
Damn.
Big old headlines.
Wow.
It says, I don't know what the newstimes.com is. I have a feeling it's.
Is it bad?
Some right wing shit rag.
Right.
It says the U.S. China. Beijing is calling for a people's war against the United States as Trump is threatening tariffs of another $300 billion.
God damn.
Of Chinese goods in an all out trade battle.
We're going to win, right? Are we going to win?
Let's get ready to rumble.
There's no way we're not going to get fucked.
In a series of editorials and op-ed articles published yesterday, Monday, Chinese state media slammed what it labeled the Trump administration's greed and arrogance. Well, they got that right.
Right. I agree with you there, buddy.
And called for a people's war against it. I don't know what that means, but, you know, we'd rather not.
Does that mean our people fight their people?
I think they mean, you know, like money.
Oh, I don't want to fight people.
Beijing state-run media effectively serves as a mouthpiece for the Communist Party there. So, you know, think Fox News.
Which would be worse, a war with China or a war with Iran? China? Oh, shit. Well.
Holy shit, yes.
Okay. Jeez.
They already have the big giant missiles that can go anywhere.
Ooh. Oh, do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Let's see, the Global Times, something about the language, some Chinese paper.
Right.
Xinhua News Agency.
Wee-wee.
The most important thing is that in the China-U.S. trade war, the U.S. side fights for greed and arrogance, and morale will break at any point. The Chinese side is fighting back to protect its legitimate interests, they say.
Oh, yes. Good. Good job, everyone.
Oh, well, you know, here they've got this part right. The trade war in the U.S. is the creation of one person.
Bam!
And one administration. But it affects that country's entire population. Oh, they know.
Yeah.
They know that we want him gone.
Of course. Well, yes, of course.
China, if you're listening.
Yes, they are, but they are listening.
Okay, China, if you're listening.
Yes.
Crab diving would love any information that will bring down the Trump administration or the Republicans. We would love to be the Matt Drudges.
Do you have
of the left
pee-pee tape? Do you have pee-pee tape?
I don't care what you find. The info at crabdiving.com.
That's right.
You can email us.
Yes.
Although you've been listening on my iPhone this whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why
is Apple in the crosshairs? Why? Because they get fucked in this China trade tariff thing because of sales to China? Or?
It leads to a story at CNBC. Why is Apple so vulnerable to a trade war with China?
Yes.
Apple stock closed down almost 6% yesterday. Everybody did, though.
Because these trade deals we make with other countries.
Oh, it's because they build their iPhones in China.
Okay.
Making it vulnerable to price increases if any tariffs were placed on Chinese exports.
God, so they're going to have to cut the pay of the slave children, maybe.
And they sell a lot of iPhones there, too.
Right.
So.
Shit. It's as if, you know, it's as if we should make a trade deal with China.
Well, yeah, and there's nothing wrong with strong negotiations, but trade wars are not the way you do it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one economist who said, yeah, this is fucking great.
You know, the
Lindsey Graham.
Right. Oh, okay.
Who's not an economist.
No, I don't know what he is. But listen, I think the only thing to solve this Trump deal is someone has to make like a something that looks like Fox News but isn't, and pipe it into his TV. So when he's watching Fox News, he's really watching the fake Fox News. And it encourages him to...
Who's going
to
play Ducey?
This is a movie. This is fake. This is all hyperbole. Or you just take over Fox News and you make those motherfuckers say certain things so we can save our country. Just fuck it.
Get him off the air.
Yeah. Or at least it's not fair that they're news. It's not fair that they're allowed to call themselves news.
So those are your headlines over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Also a few headlines about what's going on with the Iran.
Right. Are
we having our Gulf of Tonkin moment?
Yes.
In the Iran war.
Absolutely.
Which hasn't started yet, but I just gave Bolton a chubby by saying Iran war.
Yeah, it's not like we've let John Bolton lie us into any other wars,
no,
right?
No, never. So what happened was some Saudi pipeline got hit with some drones or some shit. And of course we are saying, oh, it was Iran. And Iran's not us.
Right.
Iran's already saying it's a false flag.
Holy shit. So who hit the pipeline?
A major oil pipeline in Saudi Arabia was struck by armed drones, temporarily shutting it down. The energy minister in Saudi Arabia said it's an act of terrorism and sabotage.
Yes.
That marks the second attack on the Saudi infrastructure, oil infrastructure.
Damn.
In 2 days.
Oh, shit. The Saudis care about their oil, too.
Saudi energy minister Khalid Al-Fali did not directly identify the perp of the attack,
yes,
but said the incidents proved the importance of the kingdom's continued conflict against terrorist group,
right,
including the Iran-backed Houthi militia in Yemen. Oh, so they're trying to say, see, this is why we're starving all the children in Yemen.
Right,
this is why we're bombing schools in Yemen with made in America bombs.
It seems like we're aligning ourselves with the right people. Do you know what I mean? Like, we support the Saudis. Good. Yeah. That's great.
Oil prices spiked as a result of the attacks. Well, I mean, that benefits them, actually. Saudi Arabia continues to wage war in Yemen against those militias in what is considered a proxy conflict between the oil-rich Gulf state and its arch-rival, Iran.
Oh, shit.
Which backs the Houthis.
So do the Saudis want an excuse to go attack Iran?
U.S. and allied intelligence assessments indicate Iran was also behind sabotaging two Saudi oil tankers on Monday.
Oh, shit.
But Iran is saying it wasn't us.
Right. What do you think?
And Bolton saying, oh, this is great. Let's go blow them up.
Ooh, Pompeo's saying the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So that's our national security advisor. That's our Secretary of State, right?
Yes.
Pompeo's our Secretary of State.
I was reading ahead, sorry.
Mike Pompeo's our Secretary of State. That's good, right?
The Yemeni military is not known to have developed armed drones, making it likely the weapons were provided or operated by someone else.
Yes.
Possibly Iran.
Or the U.S.
Iranian state media said that the pipeline attack in Saudi Arabia was carried out, quote, by 7 drones of Yemen's armed forces.
Oh, shit.
Saying it was retaliation for Saudi Arabia's aggression and siege of the impoverished Arabian Peninsula state.
But they don't have drone technology, right?
Well, right, but that doesn't say that they didn't get the drones from them.
Right.
They're like, hey, it was Yemeni drones. We gave them to them yesterday.
And we actually flew them for
and taught them how to fly them. But then again, our bombs are being dropped by Saudis. So yeah. That's like saying we dropped them.
Right.
Oh, no, that's different.
Yeah.
But if the Iranians give the Saudis or give the Yemeni bombs.
Yes.
That's terrorism, and they must be stopped. Oh, absolutely. Must declare war on them and take their oil.
And again, probably what happened is the Iranians actually did fly them, right? They just said it was they're doing it on Yemen's behalf.
Yeah.
God, what a mess. God, I mean, I can't think of a better president to usher us through this really horrible conflict in the Middle East.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on Tuesday warned against so-called false flag operations.
Yes.
I don't know what to believe. I mean, initially I'd be like, huh, fuck them. America's good and pure and wonderful.
Well,
I don't feel that right now.
Well, I mean, you know what you do? What we do know is Trump lies. That administration lies.
Yeah.
So we know that.
Right.
So, I mean, other than that, I don't fucking know. The Saudis lie. We know the Saudis lie.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Russia on Tuesday for talks that are reported to focus on Iran.
Yes.
Who is an ally of Russia's in many of the Middle East conflicts.
I thought Vlad and Trump were like BFFs. How could this happen?
Well, from Trump's view, yeah. They're BFFs. Yeah.
But how could this happen? How could we find ourselves in a proxy war with Russia through Iran?
Well, I don't think we will. I think Trump will get his marching orders from Putin. And
yeah.
Or they're all in agreement. To rattle sabers at each other until the election and try to scare the dummies in America that, you know, with a war coming, we don't want a new cuckified socialist president.
God, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Oh, that sucks. That really fucking sucks. It's so sad that our enemies can always count on us to be dumb as shit.
Yeah.
God. Deplorables, you fucking idiots. Can you do something to get smarter? Is there something our dumb fucks in this country could do to get smarter? Like play Tetris on your phone or something, brain exercises, something to make them less racist, less stupid?
Well, I mean, real news as opposed to whatever circle jerk they want. But I mean, they seek it out. It's not. It's that confirmation bias bullshit, and it's hard to convince people to seek other opinions.
I think if there was a true revolutionary in this country,
I'm animated. I'm alive.
Us would be to put LSD in the water.
Yes, sir, Jesus. You know, I will
let
do it.
Reset. Maybe
God
not.
God bless. United States.
God.
That's our prez.
I mean, God, the Middle East is a total fuck pit. It's a fuck pit.
Sure.
It's a mess, right?
Yeah.
Is any part of it not a fucking fuck pit?
Well, I thought Jared's going to put on the vibranium outfit and fly over there and rescue us all and spread peace
right
in the Middle East.
Wait. Jared is friends with Wakanda, the leaders in Wakanda?
I would actually think the opposite.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest with you.
We wouldn't
really existed.
We wouldn't be talking about this if Wakanda existed.
Right, if it's post... if it's post Black Panther movie, spoiler alert.
I mean, Wakanda.
Spoiler alert. So stop listening for 30 seconds now.
Yes.
When they decide to join society.
Right.
And bless us with their vibranium.
What would have happened if Wakanda existed? I think, let's say, you remember how Reagan went behind Carter's back?
Way before my time, but yes.
But when negotiated the release of the Iranian hostages.
Sure, treasonous.
I think the Black Panther and his pals would have rescued those hostages.
Oh, sure.
And then maybe Reagan would never have been elected. And the solar panels would have stayed on top of the fucking White House.
And we might all have solar panels by now.
We might have vibranium.
And we might not be belching carbon into the atmosphere anymore.
Yes.
The highest point since, pterodons were flying around.
Pterodons, dinosaurs. I mean, we wouldn't have had any Bushes in office. None, not one.
I didn't realize this just popped up, but
yes,
we haven't heard from this old fossil in about 10 minutes.
Pat Robertson.
Still alive, apparently.
Wow. Sad. I mean, good.
Sitting here with Terry Musin, apparently.
Fuck you.
His co-host. Terry was Miss America.
Ooh.
Way back in the day.
Oh, yes.
The Equality Act, I believe, is being
voted.
Either being voted on or has actually passed, I need to look, the House, of course, right. Democrats.
Adults.
And, you know, with the Equality Act, it would amend the Civil Rights Act to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, employment, housing, public accommodations, public education, blah, 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 blah. So adding to the Civil Rights Act the actual verbiage of sexual orientation, gender identity.
That's a good thing. That's a great thing. Why would you not want that?
How dare you?
But wait, we're a civilized society, right? I mean, that's a basic thing. What? Did I say something?
Are we agreeing on that? You're stating that as a fact?
I'm wishing.
Here is, this is hot off the presses this morning on CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network News, everybody.
Oh,
you know, I used
God.
To own a whole bunch of Negroes that digged into mine for me.
But, you know, he'll say a bunch of wacky shit, and then on that CBN or whatever the fuck he has, he'll tell you to eat fiber.
Yeah, occasionally.
And he'll give you some health advice that's good.
Here he is, talking about the Equality Act.
Yay.
How do you think Pat feels about the Equality Act, which would add to the Civil Rights Act, the protections for LGBTQ plus?
Now look, we can't have these gay people running around with their dicks.
Here's Pat Robertson's view.
Everybody in this audience right now, go to your telephones and jam up those phones up there and let them know that you are opposed to what is called the religious, the Equality Act. It's just, it's got a name and all, they always give the good names to these things. This is a devastating blow to religious freedom and to the sanctity of America. If you want to bring the judgment of God on this nation, you just keep this stuff up.
If you want to bring the judgment of God to this nation, you got to keep this stuff up.
Okay. I'll take that challenge. Bring it. You bring the judgment of God. I'll take it. Sure. No problem. Whoa. Some wacky shit. Fuck your mythology, wacko.
It's also very bizarre.
So dumb.
Also odd.
Sky God's going to smite you if you let gay people give gay people rights.
Well, and again, they're asking, it's literally, they're putting it in the Civil Rights Act.
Yes.
So these Christo turds are squealing that about equality.
Yes.
We can't have that equality. You're taking away my equality to suppress their equality.
What did your fucking God Jesus say about that shit, you dumb fuck?
Well, right.
What did Jesus say?
And, you know, where would Jesus be? Sitting in a studio with Pat Robertson or sitting on sitting on a bucket of dried soup over at the Jim Baker show?
No.
No, he'd be front row at RuPaul's Drag Race having a great time.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say he'd be hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio on some island, you know.
No.
Getting baked.
Yeah. Jesus would be helping the poor and shit.
Oh, Woody, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading in Leviticus where it said, because of these things, the land will vomit you out. Vomit you out. I think God will say, I've had it with America. If you do this kind of stuff, I'm going to get rid of you as a nation. And, you know, there's plenty of stuff that's going on when you look at the potential of atomic war, when you look at the solar strike, you know, something on our grid there. You can go down the line of devastation that could happen to our nation.
Okay. What is this solar strike? What are we being faced with?
The sun will go on strike refuse to work because it's angry. It wants better work conditions.
Is this a solar flare, though? Let's be serious about this.
I think he means a solar flare.
So what? So if we have a solar flare hit and the Earth is rotated in a most unadvantageous way and we get hit directly with that solar flare, what happens? What happens to crab diving?
If it's a big one, a bigly solar flare?
I
mean, it could be like an EMP. It could knock out electrical grids.
A flare like you've never seen before.
Then we might have a couple days off from the podcast.
Will we be fried?
No.
But our electronics?
Yes.
That sucks. I mean, I don't want to be dead, but God.
Much of our electronics might
get
zapped.
We got to replace the computers, the board, and the mics.
Well, it might not fry our individual items, but it could fry infrastructure and stuff like that.
I hate that.
And
how do we get
individual items?
What do we do to combat against these flares?
Put Faraday cages over all of our shit.
Okay, that sounds. Why can't we just put a Faraday cloth over this house?
Well, they're a little pricey.
No, are they?
Okay. Yeah.
Damn.
And what good is it going to do if the entire electrical grid is down? Are we gonna pedal up our our generator?
I don't want to get a new fucking computer just because it's some goddamn.
I think it'll be
solar bullshit.
Lower on the list of priorities if a solar flare knocks out the electrical grid.
We're fucked.
So that's Pat Robertson. Wait, I think he's got some more.
Oh yeah, let's hear more from this dickhead.
I think he's
so stupid. Is he a flat earther?
No.
Okay.
He's not even a young earther.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's
Remember?
Right. That's
having
right.
Having that little move slapping fight with Ken Ham.
He's pro science. He's pro science, but he fucking hates gay people.
Yeah. Sometimes, but remember, I have that one drop where he's like, you know, I don't care what gay people do or something like that.
Yeah. He thinks he doesn't like gay people, but he's fine with incest.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, kissing cousins. Hey, hey.
Yeah, that's fine with him. I don't see in the Bible where it says you can't fuck your cousin.
On the line of devastation that could happen to our nation. We don't want that. We don't want it. We want the blessing of God, not the curse of God. So, again, call your congressman. Don't let these people get away with this nonsense. This is absolutely an outrageous. It's an attack on your religious freedom.
Fuck you.
On the freedom of churches, the freedom of synagogues, whoever. they're an attack on you.
What?
I think it was synagogues. Synagogues.
I want to make sure I have this correct. He says we want to be recipients of the blessings of God, not the what of God. It's very specific.
Oh, I
the
fear.
Whatever the opposite of blessings are. That's
the wrath of God.
We want the blessings of God, not the other shit. Someone write that down. Thank you. One squirt.
And you don't want that.
And you don't want that.
What a wacko.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay.
We appreciate all of your whole time.
Sure. You guys, listen, this, I don't know, this Sky God shit, is there any, how many?
You know, it's really excessive right now. I'm really feeling cross-shaped incursions
yes.
in places that it really shouldn't be at all, more than... Yeah, it has been.
I don't know. I mean, I think, we could, in a perfect world, people wouldn't take their religion and shove it in every hole in your body, you know, until you're just a lump of, you know, sad fucking flesh or whatever. But
yeah.
We don't have their God all over your front lawn. They do that. The idea that could exist may be a myth. Right. three squirts. Is there no possibility that we just can't say, hey, religion's fine. Just, you know, don't shove it up my ass. Is it that's never going to work?
Well, but that's what we're trying to.
I know. How long do we try? There's no religion starting now. There's no God starting now. Everybody listening to me, take your Sky God shit and shove it up your ass. From this moment on, we are not allowed to be into the God thing.
If you
no
could
more.
Keep it suitcased, we wouldn't have a problem. If you're,
they can't
keep it. Yeah, it's the fact that they're doing all this shit.
Yes.
It's the fact that some citizens. Jacinto County, Texas, are hey, I ain't into your Christian religion. It'd be really cool if my public courthouse didn't have one of your religious symbols illuminated. So now those assholes have literally said, oh, yeah, fuckers, we're going to light it up now just to piss you off.
Yeah.
And they have now put, like, spotlights on the Christian cross atop of their... county courthouse.
It's insane.
As a fuck you to all of the non-Christians in that area.
These motherfucking politicians there, they don't feel a responsibility to tell their constituents the fucking truth. Their
constituency? That's not off the mark.
Constituency. But you know what I mean? They can't tell them the truth. They can't say, hey, we're not allowed to have these crosses in here. Instead, they want to grandstand and say, hey, I'm fighting for your religious freedom and all that shit.
There was I saw the story over at Fox News and I was reading the comments. And there were, you know, quite a few of
Yay.
They're coming for our religious freedom. Good for them. That kind of shit. But then there was almost an equal number of... You know, this is egregious. This is crazy. Let's say equal thirds. And the other third of comments were all very unkind to the video and the photographs of the good citizens of Jacinto County that showed up.
Yes.
At this meeting. And let's say their weight.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was all very unkind.
Jeez. That's sad.
About the large number
of
large white people. And then one person said, hey, I think if you look eight rows back and three chairs in, there's somebody under 40.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, listen.
And the other person said 40 stone.
You know, you know how tolerant atheists are. I mean, they're so fucking tolerant. Your God shit is on the fucking money. It's everywhere.
Well, they use that as an argument, which is really funny because they're like, you atheists, you want God out of the schools. You want God off of everything, but you don't care. You'll spend those dollar bills, won't you? Well, yeah.
I don't have a choice, dickhead.
Correct. And we all agree it shouldn't be there. In God We Trust should not be the motto. It wasn't the motto until the Red Scare in the 50s.
The truth is about, this is how I feel about religion. I live my life in such a way that I have to hear from these religious wackos very little. I try to avoid it.
Right.
And I accept that it's part of society, whether I like it or not. Because the Christians are all over the place. They're inundated. They feel like it's their fucking, what is it? Their mission.
Right.
To bring the word of God to every fucking soul on this planet before they croak. So I understand that. And all you can do is contend with it. I don't have any illusions that it's going to disappear. I know it's not. I just don't want to fucking deal with it every second of my fucking life. That's all.
Well, yeah, and how many atheists are standing on the street corner with a megaphone?
None!
Have you seen, right?
Not one!
How many Buddhists are standing on the corner with a megaphone, et cetera, et cetera?
And you know, these hypocrites with their megaphones, these faux Christians or whatever the fuck they are, when they're screaming about their God at the top of their lungs, amplified. I'm out on Saturday night trying to have fun. They approach me, and I say, hey, I'm an atheist. Fuck off. You know? They get all upset and sad. Oh my God, you fucking snowflakes. You're yelling your message into a microphone.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You fucked with the wrong atheist, baby. I'm not intimidated by you. I will tell you to fuck off. Leave me the fuck alone.
And yeah, free speech and everything. I just think anybody yelling anything into a megaphone needs to get a ticket. You're disturbing my peace.
Yeah, get off my dick.
That's disturbing the peace. If you want to stand there and yell, I guess I can walk, 50 feet away and start to not hear your bullshit. But still, I don't understand why these preachers get a pass.
Dude,
if we stood out there with a megaphone
doing
our show, well, we'd be arrested for obscenity, but
we'd be beaten.
Even if we did a PG rated version of the show, we'd be arrested in 5 minutes
absolutely.
For disturbing the peace. But why does, if we were holding the Bible and yelling, "You're all fornicators," that would be okay.
These wacko idiots stand outside of Seville. It's a bar. Little bar area in Pensacola, right across the street from the bar at Seville, with their signs screaming at people as they're going in. I mean, there's no way to get in this place sometimes without hearing these lunatics.
That's obnoxious.
Oh, my God. But, most people tolerate it. Most people ignore it.
Oh, we're dropping in and out, so thanks to those listening live.
Oh, shit.
We are having apparently cloud problems.
Thanks, Jesus. Thanks a lot.
But those listening as a podcast, you get all of us.
You know, it would be one thing if I thought Jesus or God was busy, like, preventing gun violence or saving people from cancer or shit like that. But I know 30,000 people a year die from handgun deaths. So I know he's not busy preventing those. Do something for our podcast.
We're back on the air apparently. Yay. Everybody, thanks for rejoining us. Sorry about the stream cutting in and out. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Jeebus.
I can't control that.
Right.
Mysterious ways and shit.
Yes.
Also in the news.
Yay.
Our president be tweeting.
Right.
A little bit.
Right.
On the weekends, apparently he's got lots of time.
Ooh, yes.
So he 50, 60 tweets and retweets.
Well, wait, when does he go to the gym? He doesn't get on the elliptical.
He's started today already, 12 hours ago. So holy shit, that's 5 a.m. Central.
Damn.
6 a.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Started off with, in 1 year, tariffs have rebuilt our steel industry. It's booming. We placed a 25% tariff on dumped steel from China and other countries, and we now have a big and growing industry. We had to save steel for our defense and auto industries, both of which are coming back strong. I'm sure that's 100% inaccurate.
Yes.
It's just because it's him.
We have to save steel for our defense. That's what he's saying.
In auto industries, yeah. You know, his defense is his first thought.
Oh, yes. Look at my dick.
Then China buys much less from us than we buy from them by almost $500 billion. So we are in a fantastic position. Make your product at home in the USA and there's no tariff. It's that simple. It's that simple.
But wait, what if you're making your product in China?
Right.
What if you're Ivanka or what Donald Trump?
What if you're an importer?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're a retailer and you sell stuff that was built there. You're not a manufacturer.
I mean, that's not a rule. I mean, you can't change the playing field like that, right? And expect people not to get fucked.
Right.
I mean, is that why our markets are a little chaotic?
Blah, 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 blah. We are the piggy bank everyone wants to raid and take advantage of. No yes. more. See, there's that victimhood.
Oh, yes. I'm sad.
All the, now, you know, people, Trumpists yes. sitting in their trailers in West Virginia are like, yeah, ooh. We're the piggy bank. Those Chinese made me the piggy bank.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Then another one, he must see the criticism
yes.
That he's taking for these trade wars, because we're at, you know, 4 or 5 tweets already.
But if people
just about trying to justify this shit,
if manufacturing people just manufacture their product over here, it's going to cost more.
Well, if there's no manufacturing to be done, you have to then start open plants and open. And that's just not going to happen.
So like, how would a company just, okay, we have these tariffs. Well, I'll just start making my product in the US.
Well, and if your choice right now is, okay, I'm going to make widget A here in the United States instead. I'm going to build my brand new fancy factory. I can hire all of these evil union workers, or I can put a couple of fucking robots there who are never going to take a moment off.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Don. Look at all. I'm making a lot more profit now. And now more people are out of work.
But who are going to buy these widgets?
Well, they don't think about that. That's the problem we're having now, is we're in another gilded age, basically, because the Dow's doing great, but we know 80% of the country doesn't have stock.
Right.
And we know all these indices, even with the unemployment, it doesn't factor in people that have just fucking given up. And it also is not necessarily a good thing, because that means that some people are working 2, 3, 4 jobs just to eat and live. And that's not a good thing, Republicans, as noble as you think it is. If anyone's forced to work multiple jobs to survive, multiple full-time jobs to survive.
That's not good.
That is not something that we should be proud of in any capacity.
And wouldn't there be a benefit to our country if, say, the minimum wage went up to what it's supposed to be? Wouldn't there be a benefit? There'd be a lot more money in the economy. It's not like giving money to people that are just going to shove it in some weird bank account.
How am I going to get my $400 t-shirts at Fred Siegel?
Well, I don't know.
If my profits aren't that big.
Well, revolutionaries have moved into your mansion. I'm in your infinity pool.
Blah, 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 China, blah, blah, China, blah, blah, China.
God.
Our great patriot farmers will be one of the biggest beneficiaries of what's happening now. Hopefully China will do the honor of continuing to buy our great farm product, the best. But if not, your country will be making up the difference based on a very high China buy, B-U-Y, ..
So basically this is socialism.
This money will come from the massive tariffs being paid in the United States for allowing China and others to do business with us. The farmers have been forgotten for many years. Their time is now. What are you saying?
So he's making it so you're going to lose a shit ton of business.
And don't worry, we're going to make it up elsewhere. And then what? We're just going to subsidize you.
Yeah. Because it's not socialism.
No. Well, yes, it is. But it's
weird.
It's fucked up socialism.
Well, I guess it is socialism.
Sure it is. Then he plugs Trader Tehran Tom Cotton's book.
Yes.
Our great senator and star from the state of Arkansas, Tom Cotton, has just completed a wonderful book, sacred duty about Arlington National Cemetery and the men and women who serve with such love and devotion. On sale today. Make it big! Exclamation point.
Oh, my God. He's... Do you remember Barack Hussein Obama ever promoting someone's book?
They would have...
Lost their fucking minds.
There'd still be hearings in the Senate.
See, we've been normalized to so much Trump bullshit. Shit like this just flies under the radar. You don't even fucking notice.
Then he said, when Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan visited with me in the White House 2 weeks ago, I told him I'd be going to the G20 in Osaka, Japan. I look forward to being with him and other world leaders.
Ooh, hot.
Oh, I can't wait for those so embarrassing moments.
Hot. Yes.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the opening in the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Oh, that was a great idea.
Oh, yes.
Our beautiful embassy stands as a proud reminder of our strong relationship with Israel and the importance of keeping a promise and standing for the truth.
Wow. So Trump's Middle East policy is to declare Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, I guess.
Yeah, in which it's not.
Okay.
But yes.
And then go to war with Iran.
If Bolton has his way, sure.
Yeah. Suck the Saudis'
maybe
dick.
Venezuela.
Yeah. Suck Saudi dick.
Continuously.
Yeah.
It's easier to get to because you just lift up. Ooh.
And then didn't we ask Iraq to back us up in the Iran war if we go to a war with Iran? Didn't we ask them to? I feel like I read that and they were like,
probably. Yeah.
They were like, no, thank you.
Then he tweeted, it's great to be in Hackberry, Louisiana with the incredible men and women who are making America into the energy superpower of the world. So I'm sure he's at some oil. Bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Hackberry. Hackberry.
They couldn't even find a brown person to put behind him at this place.
Of course not.
Then he, 47 minutes ago, he tweeted with incredible grit, skill and pride, the 7,000 workers here at Sempra Energy.
Oh, God.
Are helping lead the American energy revolution. They're not only making our nation, all caps, wealthier, but they're making America safer.
Safer.
By building a future of American energy independence.
What the fuck does that even mean, dude?
That we're not going to be relying on foreign energy anymore, but wouldn't it be great if we were not not relying on energy had to do with, look at all the renewable energy
we're
leading the universe on. But
right.
No.
This is oil.
His way of leading is, we're going to go into Iran and we're going to take the oil. Remember, he said that about Iraq. Why didn't we take the oil when we were there? What's going on?
Because he's definitely a guy that thinks, if you go to war against someone...
Oh, it's monopoly. I won.
You get to take all their shit.
Yeah.
God.
And the deplorables think the same thing.
Boo. He's a tyrant.
Why not? We won!
He's a fucking tyrant.
Elsewhere in the news, this is a little bit of good news. And, you know, thoughts and prayers to all the rich people with condos in Trump Tower.
Yay.
Because now, there's a story at Bloomberg.
Ooh.
Trump Tower, once the crown jewel in Donald Trump's property empire, now ranks as one of the least desirable luxury properties in Manhattan.
How's that branding going?
Nobody wants to live in a Trump branded tower.
Fuck no. In fact, I'm surprised it's not people camped out taking pictures of folks going in and out. I mean, I don't want to be seen in that Trump Tower or a property at a hotel.
It's also been turned into a gulag because of security.
Yeah.
Ringed with concrete barriers.
Oh,
Two of its main entrances are partially blocked off.
What a pain in the ass.
It hasn't been substantially updated in years, and Trump's name is a huge turnoff in New York City.
It's a shithole.
For anyone who owns a unit in the tower, the past 2 years have been brutal. Most condo sales have led to a loss.
Damn.
Several sold at more than 20% loss.
Oh, shit.
By contrast, around Manhattan, Only 0.2% of homes over the past 2 years sold at a loss.
So, you know, people are thinking, they do that calculation. Damn, we can get this two-bedroom condo at Trump Tower for 20% less than this other thing, but then we're going to be, his name's going to be there.
Yeah.
That, I mean, God, Donald. His name will make people, even if you're going to save 20% on a condo, because of his name, people don't want to live there. That's amazing.
Well, though his Washington, D.C. hotel appears to be thriving, that's because of the breaking of the emoluments.
Oh, yes. All these foreign leaders are coming there, right?
Other of his properties have suffered from his high unpopularity. Rounds of golf are down at his public course in New York.
Yes.
A clutch of once Trump-branded buildings have torn his name off of the fronts.
Damn!
And an ambitious plan to launch a new mid-tier hotel chain across the country fizzled.
Oh, yes. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. That was Don Jr.'s little project, yeah. Right? They were going to put a bunch of, like, I even think they had the word plantation in it. Like, plantation-style properties. Something whacked out like that.
It says Trump is scheduled to provide an updated snapshot of his net worth this week.
Ooh, yes.
With the annual financial disclosures due Wednesday.
Yes.
The documents don't go into detail about Trump Organization's revenues, but it's clear that Trump Tower is suffering based on securities filings, property records, real estate listings, et cetera, et cetera.
I wonder how long it takes you to get in and out of that building if you live there.
The commercial portion of the building has also been struggling for months to find tenants for more than 42,000 square vacant office space.
Oh, shit.
Despite dropping rents to well below the area's average.
Oh, is Ivanka's store still in there? Because she had a store in that building.
I don't know. The occupancy rate has plunged.
Oh. That's sad.
Giving it a vacancy rate twice Manhattan's average.
I mean, Donald, running for president was a bad idea. Being president sounds like it's going to end up being a bad fucking idea. Maybe Eric ends up in jail. You know, Eric, the ugly one with the barracuda face. And
One tenant sold his parents 57th floor unit for $1.83 million in October after they had spent $400,000 to remodel it. His family had purchased it for $1.4 million in 2004. So that comes out to them losing $100,000 after adjusting for inflation.
Thanks, Donald.
He said no one wants in that building.
Yeah. Fuck no. That says something because New York is insanely expensive. And I would think people, it's so expensive, people would do whatever they could to stay in Manhattan for a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Except this.
One broker in Manhattan says the luxury market is softening a little, but it is rare that someone owns an apartment here for 10 years and takes a loss. Yet, if you're a,
oh my God.
You're a Trump Tower owner.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's, you know, what a majority of his business was in is licensing.
Yeah.
He didn't own a lot of those Trump buildings. He licensed his stupid name.
Well, I think that's not going to be a thing anymore.
I'm hoping. I would think it's probably not the best advertising in a lot of places.
Maybe, why doesn't the
maybe here in Pensacola.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why doesn't the NRA buy space there? The Trump Hotel.
Maybe they need cheap space.
What about the Russians?
They're running out of money.
Yes.
We have another story. So that's, I guess, good news.
Yay.
This is horrific. This is Fourth Reich Barbie.
Right.
And these, God, I guess is it? I guess we shouldn't stoop to their dehumanizing level.
Well,
but I was going to call her vermin.
Boo.
Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, the hoods are off now. They don't even care anymore.
Right.
They are just blatantly her and Fucker Carlson.
Yes.
And a couple of the others are just blatantly out there talking about how our culture is getting brownified.
Yeah, yeah. They're fear-mongering, right?
Yeah.
They're emboldening the racists. They're rallying the racists.
So here she is on her fucking podcast. This is the mellifluous baritone of yes. Laura Ingraham.
Ooh, wee wee.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Ingraham.
But here's the problem is the only address that the Border Patrol has on record is a scribble scrabble address that they get from the migrant, the illegal immigrant who comes in and has something scratched on a piece of paper or a piece of cardboard. We don't know what that is. And then half the time they leave that address. So how you even track them down? That's why you have to. Trump is right. They have to be processed right at the border and then sent back home. And they have to be told if you come into the country illegally, you'll never come back. Never. You're never going to be allowed a legal visa back into the country. That has to, you, if once you release them, it's done. It's over. You, unless you commit a real violent crime, and even those cases, they sometimes aren't deported. So don't you agree, Hector? They got to be processed quickly and sent back to their home country at the border. Not you release them in the interior of the country. It's over. That's my view.
It's over.
Oh, shit.
It's over if you release them in the interior of the country.
Yes.
I don't know who Hector is.
God.
No, and you're absolutely right, Laura. That's exactly what needs to happen. These people need to be identified at the border. They need to be interviewed at the border. And their deportation hearings have to happen on the border. We need to make sure that we have those immigration judges also available at the border so we can remove people in an efficient and effective manner. The way we're doing business right now is just not working for the country. It's not putting America first.
Well,
things
fact
need
that,
to happen at the border.
Yeah,
it's not putting America first.
Why I think
it's not putting
don't,
America
don't you
for-
think that Donald Trump's policy is working for him? I mean, to the racists and to the idiots, don't they see when these families get put in cages, they're being protected from these scary immigrants?
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Hector.
First, well, the fact that happened at the border.
Yeah, the fact that the Republicans did not do this when they had both houses of Congress, though, that makes me even angrier, I think, than what the Democrats are doing. Because they could have done this, and they didn't do it. And they decided not to do it. And they were doing other things, and the tax cut and all that. But tax cuts value is going to be bled away if we lose the country because of this huge demographic shift
and leave
the country with all these expenses we have now.
The tax cuts value is going to be bled away if we lose the country because of this huge demographic shift.
The victimhood coming out of her mouth is wacko. The idea that white people are going to lose on any level is crazy. We've got a crazy white dude in charge of our country, a racist.
Yes.
I mean, a rich white woman on Fox News is worried about her place, is worried about losing the country.
Right.
That is insane.
Right. Because of all these brown people.
They're putting brown people in cages. Or is Laura Ingraham in a cage?
Well, she thinks they should be branded and pushed back south of the border.
The influx of all these people, she's like, if they're allowed to come in, I'm going to lose my culture. There's not...
Well, yeah, I
guess. Good God.
She's got a whole bunch of old white people to scare on there.
Oh, yeah.
On Fox News.
Absolutely. God. You're causing their miracle ear to short.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
Yay. Jeebus. Sky God.
iTunes, Stitcher,
right.
And, your favorite application, ooh, all yes. That shit.
Tell your friends about our show.
Yeah, sure. Lindsey Graham.
Fuck you.
Trending on the Twitter. Ooh. Actually, Lindsey Graham resigned, trending on the Twitter.
Oh, okay. Did he resign?
All day. No, it's more of a suggestion.
Oh, okay.
From decent people who like America.
What, Lindsay doesn't like America?
Well, he's being called to resign by gazillions of people on social media because of the fact that he told Donald Trump Jr. to ignore those subpoenas. Ignore those subpoenas from them. From oh wait, it's Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
You need to ignore those subpoenas from those people. Those but Lindsey, Democrats.
But Lindsey, the subpoenas are coming from Congress. I mean, you're in the Senate, but you're a part of Congress. Mm-hmm.
And is that not suborning a crime?
Yeah, it is. That's suborning as fuck.
So social media campaign, hashtag Lindsey Graham resign, was sparked by a deluge of Democratic coalition demands and the South Carolina Republicans' own hard turn toward what many see as his defense of the Trump family.
Oh, shit.
Over the rule of law.
Yes.
Tens of thousands of tweets and Facebook posts were created using the hashtag calling for Graham's resignation, focusing criticism on the increasingly ardent Trump supporter with accusations that he's tied to Russian oil money. You know, he gets tons of campaign donations.
Lindsey, from Russian.
Some Russian-y, yeah.
Why is that legal? Why is that legal?
Because America, that's why.
Okay. I mean, dude, if Congress wants to hear from Don Jr., why shouldn't they be able to? Why is it a thing? I mean, he should just go talk to them.
It was Graham's advice on Sunday show to Don Jr. saying that he should break the law, ignore a Senate subpoena, that is now pushing for his critics to demand for resignation.
So the way Trump is going to fight, he'll just have Don Jr. ignore it. And then what? Don Jr. gets arrested and goes to jail because he won't show up to Congress?
They probably won't arrest him, but well, I don't know. I don't know what'll happen.
Shit.
On CBS, well, he was on Sunday morning.
Oh, God.
Something.
Who the fuck can get up on a nice Sunday morning and look at Don Jr. on the television?
Lindsey.
Oh, Lindsey.
Lindsey said, if I were Donald Trump Jr.'s lawyer, I would tell him you don't need to go back into this environment anymore. You've been there for hours and hours. Nothing being alleged here changes the outcome of the Mueller investigation. I would call it a day.
Good God.
Call
it a day. Yes. What the fuck? I mean, we're talking about some important shit here.
Lindsey Graham is the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, was immediately, this is from Newsweek.
Yes.
He was immediately blasted by Republicans and Democrats alike. And I guess he tried to slither back his advice.
Okay.
The Washington Post reported that Graham clarified his words yesterday.
Oh, let me clarify some shit.
Saying the son of the president should show up physically, but not provide any information and should plead the fifth. You just show up and plead the fifth and it's over with, he said.
What about doing what's right? How is Lindsey Graham looking out for the interests of his constituents right now?
And let's remember why you plead the fifth.
Because you don't want to incriminate yourself.
Right.
Which means maybe you did some shit that you shouldn't have.
Richard Blumenthal, Senator Richard Blumenthal said Lindsey Graham's comments are the last straw, accusing him of suggesting Donald Trump Jr. is now above the law.
I mean, there's no way Donald Jr. could talk to Congress, protect his father, and not perjure himself, right?
Joe Manchin of West Virginia, in an interview, said, well, this is not the Lindsey I know.
Oh, my God, Joe.
I can't explain what's going on right now in his thought process. He lost his dear, dear friend, John McCain, and our ally. That may have had some effect, but I can't speak to that. I just know that the facts of what we're seeing unfold and what has happened has been because it was clear and evident.
Listen to the white privilege going on here. I mean, clearly Lindsey Graham is telling Don Jr. to ignore the subpoena.
Mm-hmm.
But this Joe Manchin's like, well, geez, something must have gotten into him. There's no way he would just break the law like that.
Anna Navarro, former Republican strategist for John McCain, said, Lindsey's been a friend of mine for so many years. I used to be able to pick up the phone, talk to Lindsey anytime I wanted. He hasn't picked up the phone in a long time, so I'm going to use your show to talk to him, she said on one of the shows.
Yes.
I loved this man. He was a truth speaker. He was a straight talker. He was John McCain's best friend.
Yes.
When I see what has become of Lindsey Graham right now, it hurts my heart.
Oh, fuck off.
Like Senator Manchin, she said, I don't recognize him.
Fuck off. Everybody, fuck the fuck off with your pearl clutching. I can't believe Lindsey would do this. Ah! Suck my dick. Yes, you can. Oh, this is such bullshit. Oh, please. Give Anna Navarro a fucking Oscar. This is bullshit. Well, we all know Lindsey's full of shit. He's a fucking war hawk. He's GOP load. Please stop it.
Hashtag Lindsey Graham resigns. Still.
Yeah.
Right now trending on the Twitter.
I don't know what's gotten into Lindsey. I have no idea. Oh my God.
Also in the news, we have I may be starting to question Joe Biden's mental state.
Yes.
Because he was he's campaigning in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Good.
Yes.
Is that he was wearing some kind of a sticker or a button or something.
Right.
That said, protect people, not polluters.
Oh, okay.
We like that.
Right.
He also was asked about being a moderate when it comes to the environment. And he got pissy and was like, I don't know how anybody could say I'm a moderate on the environment.
Yeah. So he got mad.
And he said he'll be coming out with his very progressive environmental plans soon. But then it says, this is a tweet from Sahil Kapoor, journalist from Bloomberg, who says, in New Hampshire, Joe Biden predicted that once President Trump is out of office, Republicans will have, quote, an epiphany and work with Democrats toward consensus.
Oh, okay.
I think he's lost his mind.
Yeah, I do. I think he's crazy. I think the Republicans don't have epiphanies like that.
Yeah, I think they need to be smited politically.
Well, they're not.
Politically. They need to be smoted politically.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to work with us.
You know, but the thing is, our party is going to be, I mean, unless I'm surprised, the Democrats are going to put a straight white male up there.
Possibly.
Out of fear. Out of fear because they think our country won't vote for a woman or someone of color.
Possibly.
It's fucking sad.
I don't know what he has to talk about there with this. He thinks the Republicans are going to have an epiphany and work together with Democrats. Holy fucking shit. Look at how it's going in California. See, California riding on surpluses since Governor Brown fixed everything there. Now you got Gavin Newsom picking up the baton and keeping the progressive policies going. California surpluses. Have I mentioned surpluses?
Yes.
And it's got issues. Yeah, it's the fifth largest economy in the world. By itself.
Yeah.
And we lived there and our vote meant less than
it meant nothing.
Than some guy riding on a horse in Montana.
It meant nothing. I mean, you know, what does Joe Biden think? The party that the Handmaid's Tale party, these religious wackos the heartbeat bill, they're going to have an epiphany and be reasonable.
But even in California, the Republican state legislators there, even though there has been a supermajority of Democrats,
super,
and even bigger after the last election, more Republicans went away in the last state elections in California because people are sick of their shit.
Yeah, and the truth is that party, that Republican Party, is not a party to be worked with anymore. But you got to challenge them.
And the minority there in California, do you think they said, hey, let's work with this supermajority to get some good shit done? No.
Fuck no.
Every
Fuck
story
no.
is some moron from Northern California who represents eight people
yes.
squealing that they're taking God from the schools or they're doing this or doing that. They're not. They refuse to work with Democrats.
Of course.
I see no evidence of that.
Don't give a fuck. But you know what? We have moderates in the Democratic Party that want someone to run that can quote unquote work with the other side. And that's going to fucking kill us. That is going to kill us. They don't understand that they're monsters. Joe Biden thinks he's going to wake up and some like Louis Gohmert is going to be reasonable? Is he out of his fucking mind? God damn. The Krista ban.
This is a poll of 1,000 people.
Yes.
From, I don't know who they studied
right.
exactly and where.
But I will vote for Joe Biden if he's the nominee. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden.
Of course.
And also, I do think it is a bit of amazing white privilege to look at the other side, the Republicans, and think you can work with them. That's white fucking privilege.
So this poll was done by a group called, let me see, Remedy Review.
Okay.
Surveyed 1,000 employed people.
Yay.
About marijuana usage.
Okay.
And they've discovered that 16% of people have admitted to being high on marijuana while at work.
Oh, shit. Are these surgeons?
Of that number of 16%,
yay,
26.7% of those people say they smoke, they're high at their jobs every day.
Of course! I mean, of course. I mean, come on. Oh, it sucks. You got to work for the man? Yeah, you're going to get high. Whatever.
It seems like a lot, but they apparently have their reasons. 38% say it increases productivity.
Sure. Fuck yes.
36% say they're just passing the time.
Right.
29% say they need it to cope with the job itself.
Yes, all of that. It's probably all of that.
22% say they need it to cope with their coworkers.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's a big one.
21% admit their job needs little focus. So, in other words, who gives a fuck if I'm high?
I've had corporate jobs like that. I've had corporate jobs like that. If you shoved morphine in my eyeball, I could still perform at a high fucking level.
A surprising 60% of users say that marijuana does not affect their productivity.
Yeah, fuck off.
23% say they feel more productive.
Right.
Overcoming the slacker stereotype, only 17% say pot at work made them less productive.
And also, I mean, you know, I worked at an insurance brokerage firm for a bit. I don't know. I can't explain to you if weed would affect my productivity because I don't know what I did there that was so productive. I really don't. Every once in a while, I'd type up a cover letter and I'd send it somewhere.
You delivered faxes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could match numbers.
It says the industries,
yes,
of where people are working, they're admitting to taking the marijuana.
Yes,
19% in the legal industry.
Oh, wow, like, yeah, I get that.
Lawyers and paralegals and shit like that. 19% marketing and advertising. That
yes,
I think is low.
Right, right.
Having touched on that.
Oh God,
in that industry myself.
What about the animation industry?
Telecommunications, 24%.
What is that? Like telecom, like
phone?
AT&T,
yeah, yeah. You work
like
for
that.
Yeah. You work for
those people are high as fuck.
25% arts, entertainment, and recreation. That is low.
25% of the people in the entertainment industry are stoned. Is that what this study says?
They say they
fake news.
Either have or
throw
do.
Throw that article out
That's
the window.
Way low.
You guys are liars. What? Who? What is this? Where is this article?
From it's a Remedy Review. I don't know what that is. No. I think it's a marijuana.
Yeah. 25%, guys. In the entertainment industry,
32% construction.
I see that.
And the highest industry.
Yes.
At 35% of people saying they puff away.
Yay!
And having been in this industry also for a few years of my life, I totally get it. Hotel food, hospitality.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, absolutely.
So servers.
Yes.
Hotel people. Yeah, I totally get that. And that's 100% dealing with customers.
I was about to say.
100%.
That is a reflection on, how do I put this? How shitty people are, right? That is a reflection on how difficult it is to work with most human beings that walk this planet. Because I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
Well, most people are cool.
We
just to be honest.
Are not
most
cool.
People are cool, but it only takes one.
Yes.
Or two spectacular assholes to ruin your whole shift.
Absolutely.
I mean, or whatever. It doesn't. When I was a manager at a hotel, how often do people want to talk to the manager
Never.
When they love it?
Never.
I love this place. Get that manager out here. I want to give him a big tongue job.
No, God.
No, it would be, my pillow is too lumpy. Get the manager out here.
You know, and the truth is, man, when you go out to eat, just prepare to take your total, multiply it times two, move the decimal, tip that. Just do it. I don't give a fuck if you're a server did a shitty job. I don't fucking care. You know why they might have did a shitty job? Because their manager sucks. Or their coworkers suck. Or some other human being sucked. So help them out. You know what I mean? Just tip 20% and don't be a cunt.
More people are finding themselves, because of technology, it's easier to get high at work because you don't have to smoke no more.
Right.
36% of people use a vape-style pen.
Yes.
17% use edibles.
Right. And the rest, they use suppository, right?
And a full 8% admitted that they were actually high while taking the survey itself.
Hey, one more thing about dealing with servers and stuff. When the server comes to your table and, you know, they deliver their food and everything, you say, she asks, or he asks, well, is there anything else you need? Really take that question to heart and think about it. Because that's a good time, because then they can come back and bring it to you. But later on, if you think of that thing, they have to make a special trip.
Well, but if you...
You're causing them to walk more. Just fucking try to think about it.
But I don't think it's necessarily intentional.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. You see these people, they're like, oh, can I get a glass of water? They bring the water.
Well, and it's ketchup. Yeah, it's the one or two people that are, you know, imperious fucks that you have to deal with that it's the highlight of their day to subjugate someone because of their sad, shitty little lives.
Right.
You know, those are the people you got to deal with. But overall, you know, I enjoyed bartending and stuff like that for the most part. But
oh, really, you must have.
It really would just take one person to to fuck everything up.
I mean, you know, drunk people, that's like a.
Yeah, it's a different.
That's a whole thing, man.
But as a hotel manager, most everybody was.
Yeah.
Nice and cool and stuff like that. And we had the occasional celeb because of where we were at.
Ooh.
That would crash and stay at our
place. Who was the most famous? And, Grace Jones?
No, it's mostly country stars.
Oh, okay. So. Kenny Chesney?
Pre-Kenny Chesney.
Oh, okay. Garth Brooks?
No, Garth Brooks.
Travis Tritt?
Wow.
Travis Tritt?
Don't maybe.
Yeah.
For some reason that rings a bell. But anyway, I mean, I know who Travis Tritt is, but for some reason.
Alabama?
It makes me think. Alabama did not stay.
Okay, well.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Weekday we do this, 2 to 4 p.m. And don't Pacific, that is. And don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can go through our Amazon link and buy shit through Amazon. Oh, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go, we get a little nibble, a little commissione.
We get paid, baby.
It doesn't cost you fuck-all.
Fuck-all.
helps.
It doesn't cost you fuck-all.
Helps us out here.
Fuck-all.
At your favorite cussing, your favorite,
yes,
at your favorite podcast, your favorite.
This is the best podcast. It's tremendous.
The
it's
bestest
huge.
Podcast.
Right.
Another good podcast will be streaming immediately after the show today, everybody. We're welcoming the So Cool podcast.
Yay!
To the Crab Diving Network, jumping into the warm stream.
Hell yeah, baby!
Check out the guys immediately after this.
Right.
We'll be running from 7 to 8
yes.
Eastern time. And, you know, 4 to 5, I guess that would be out on the
Their show is, it's about the 80s. I'm sorry, it's about the 80s, right?
80s nostalgia trivia.
Yeah.
80s, 90s stuff. Yeah.
Oh, cool. What's your favorite thing about the 80s? Parachute pants?
That they're not here anymore. That was the Reagan era.
Oh, yeah.
And the just say no.
Oh, yeah.
War on drugs. We know how well that's worked out.
Well, you know, it'd be easier to say no if the CIA wasn't flying cocaine into the country, right?
And that just doesn't work. It's probably created more addicts than, than less.
Yeah, just legalize this shit. I know. How will these local governments make money? But just legalize it.
We have a, this has been out for a couple days. I didn't really talk about it though, but we have a Republican in Texas.
Fuck you.
In the state legislature there.
Yeah. This story sounds familiar.
You know what? He's not, I believe he might be a real representative.
No shit.
Republican Representative Jonathan Strickland.
Strickland?
Began a Twitter spat with a professor of medicine, a doctor.
Okay.
At Baylor College.
Right.
The doctor was lamenting about the increase in vaccine exemptions.
Oh, my God.
Which he said, quote, puts children in harm's way for the financial gain of special and outside interest groups.
Vaccine exemptions.
Yes.
So that means that's attacking your herd immunity, right? The very existence of vaccine exemptions means that the herd immunity is weaker, which means
it needs to be 90 something percent.
Okay.
Of people to guarantee herd immunity as far as measles, I believe, is concerned.
I'm concerned about that.
The Representative Strickland responded, you are bought and paid for by the biggest special interest in politics.
Oh, God.
Do our state a favor and mind your own business. Parental rights mean more to us than your self-enriching scare quotes, science.
Oh, my God. This is religion.
This is a representative.
This is
the House of Representatives.
But this comes from fucked up religion. That's where this comes from, right?
A lot of it, yes.
Because he's just appealing to his dumbass Christaban constituents.
The doctor responded, I don't take a dime from the vaccine industry.
Yes.
I develop neglected disease vaccines for the world's poorest people.
Okay.
And as a Texas pediatrician scientist, it is most certainly my business. This guy says, ain't no your business here in Texas. Here is a pediatrician, an immunologist, and a scientist, and a professor of medicine who's like a Texas, he lives in Texas. It is his business. It's literally his business.
I wonder what the Venn diagram looks like if you had like anti-vaxxers and gun owners.
Oh, well, yeah. Probably a lot of overlap.
Yeah. It's my freedom.
He also said, this is an outlandish accusation. Impressive from a member of the Texas House of Representatives.
Meaning it's impressively fucking stupid.
Yes.
But it does, I don't understand how this guy could think it does, this representative could think it doesn't affect us.
It is a state rep, by the way.
It's a state rep. But I don't understand how this guy doesn't seem like the whole community should be concerned about people not getting vaccinated. It's how we survive.
So,
right?
The representative Stickland responded from that. Make the case for your sorcery to consumers on your own dime. Like every other business, quit using the heavy hand of government to make your business profitable through mandates and immunity. It's disgusting.
This guy should be made to get the measles. He should be given the measles and say, hey, would you like the heavy hand of government?
Rectally.
He's going to get ass measles? I didn't know that existed.
Twitter fortunately rallied around the scientist.
Well, of course.
And not the lunatic from Texas.
Boo!
Who is, again, a state representative saying, peddle your sorcery. Sorcery.
That is religion. That's a religious fundamentalist calling science satanic. Because it goes against principles in the stupid fucking Bible. That's why I get measles. Fuck that guy. Fuck him, man.
And science is the opposite of sorcery.
Right. It's not sorcery.
It's not magic.
His shit is sorcery.
Yeah, well,
but
no.
It's fake. It's not
it
anything.
It doesn't work.
It's nothing.
Fiction. Yeah.
Hey, dickhead from Texas. Listen, if you're going to be the reason I get measles, then I'm going to tell you how I feel about all your shit. Your God is bullshit. You're full of shit, and you're a fucking idiot.
The professor finally thanked everyone that rallied around him. He said,
yes.
Never thought I would see a Texas legislator launch an unfounded personal attack. Time for some house ethics rules and some adult supervision, he said.
Oh, shit.
He said, Texas is in, quote, a dire situation with more than 64,000 children being denied vaccinations, quote, due to an aggressive anti-vaccine lobby here, tied to big dollars in PAC funds.
Hold on a second. This is an anti-vaxxer lobby?
Yeah.
They're not embarrassed? I mean, they're actual people that walk around to politicians and say, hey, I'd like to talk to you about my cause. I want to give you money to your campaign if you support my bullshit.
And I don't know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. must have been dropped on his privileged head when he was a kid or something, because he's leading one of these.
I thought that guy wasn't a Kennedy.
Oh, no, that's Senator Kennedy from Louisiana.
Okay. So this is a Kennedy?
This is an actual, this is
doing
Robert
anti-vaxxer
F. Kennedy,
bullshit.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s, Robert Kennedy's kid.
God damn.
He is the son of assassinated president candidate Robert F. Kennedy, who heads up the anti-vax organization Children's Health Defense.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's been on the wrong side of this for a long time. A profound liberal on the right side of many things.
Yes.
But for some reason, this vaccination thing, he's done lost his mind.
Well, Robert Kennedy, I'll say this to you. None of that shit matters. I don't give a fuck what you did on the liberal side.
I'm just saying it's odd.
Yeah.
That somebody with, you know, some pretty progressive cred.
Why?
Has somehow latched onto this ridiculous anti-vax thing.
What science is he basing this on?
The professor said, it looks as though there are a few bad apples in the legislature who will do almost anything for those funds and recognition, including the endangerment of children and attacks on pediatricians and medical school professors. Hopefully, I hate to bust your bubble here, Snowflake. Hopefully order and decency will be restored soon. You're in Texas. That ain't going to happen for a while.
Who looks at our government right now and say, anytime now, we're going to see some order and decency restored? I don't think that's coming.
Stickland's Twitter profile says Christian conservative liberty loving Republican.
Oh my God.
He took on, engaged in arguments with a bunch of other Twitter users off of the debate with the professor. In one, the representative said, vaccines are dangerous, don't you agree? And in another, he attacked, quote, a guy in a white coat who thinks he's a better parent than everyone else.
He's a guy.
Oh, my God.
He's a guy.
I will fight with everything in me against the big government you desire. One where you can force me to do things against my will. One where, you mean like bear a child?
Yeah. Oh, what about that, you fucking asshole?
One where the state owns my children. Take a hike, communist.
Oh, okay.
He said of a doctor that responded and said, you need to vaccinate your children.
That guy's a communist?
Take a hike, communist.
At the beginning of the show, you said it was a dark time.
I did.
You're right. I think it's darker. It's very dark. I mean, these people think Jesus is going to come back. Measles is coming back. Not Jesus. It's not Jesus, dickhead. It's the plague. All this shit that you get. What do you get? What other shit do you get vaccinated for? I mean, others like smallpox, right?
Yeah, polio.
That's not going to come back, right?
Well, yeah, they will.
Tell me. No.
Of course
bullshit.
They will.
I'm not getting polio. Fuck that. And I'm not getting smallpox either. And I'm not getting the fucking measles.
Well, no
guarantees. Or the ass measles.
No guarantees. Walk around in one of those giant hamster bubbles.
I don't want the measles. This is not fair. I'm outraged.
Vaccination. This is Newsweek. Vaccination skepticism is a growing trend.
That's a term?
That's
people are using that term. Vaccination skepticism.
Yes.
Ah!
Is a growing trend in the U.S., and many other parts of the world. Unfounded conspiracy theories allege, among other things, that vaccines can cause autism and other health issues in children.
Fuck you in the face!
The supposed link between vaccines and autism was propagated by disgraced scientist Andrew Wakefield, whose 1998 study claiming association was debunked and later retracted. He was later stripped of his medical license. He retracted his own study and was stripped of his medical license.
Fine.
Yet that's what all this is based on.
You know what? I called for Jenny McCarthy to be stripped of all Oscars.
She's been stripped before. Oh, yeah. You can Google that shit.
God, this is... it's just stupid.
It says the effects of anti-vax ideology are already evident. However, measles, for example... was eliminated from the United States in the year 2000.
It's back, baby!
However, last week, the CDC reported the country is now experiencing the highest number of measles cases in over 25 years. Over 700 cases so far across 22 states.
In the year 2019, 700 cases in 2000, none. Right?
It was eradicated from the United States in 2000.
You fucking lunatic anti-vaxxers with your autism. What I don't understand, do they think they will still get measles, but they'll dodge autism? Is that the hope?
I guess.
There's no autism, right? You don't get autism from the vaccination for measles, right?
Correct.
Right?
There's no evidence of that.
If you want to forego shots for your children, don't you think you should be put on a list? I mean, I want to know.
Well, they are.
Not that it matters, though, right?
They are.
What do you mean? There is a list.
In many states, yeah. Or, you know, they're trying to make it illegal. Or you got to pay fines in some states.
Fine? That's it? You're going to pay a fine, but I'm going to get the measles. I'm going to die from the measles. You paid a fine. I don't give a shit about that. That pay the fine stuff, they can shove that up their ass. This is important. Make people get their fucking shots.
Of the 700 cases thus far, about 500 had not been vaccinated, which means, by the way, that means over 200 people had been vaccinated in the past. People like us, who may have had vaccines,
but they got the measles
in the 70s and 80s. And those people had been vaccinated and got the disease, or they were ill and immune compromised or something like that.
Suck my dick, all of you, you anti-vaxxers. Suck it.
Almost a third of the cases are children under five.
Oh, great. How nice. Kids, little kids under five. They don't understand. They're dealing with the measles. They don't understand. Oh, it's frustrating. Doesn't it piss you off?
Oh, boy. Well, and here's what we're dealing with. One of the first comment over here at Newsweek.
Yes.
Measles are not a disease, but a virus.
Listen.
And viruses can cause disease. So, right. Yes, it is.
But again, it's white noise. It's white noise. Get your shots.
I had them when young. Stop freaking out about it and demonizing those who do not vaccinate. Sheesh, enough already.
Who wants measles, though? You don't have to get it if you get the fucking vaccine, you fuckhead. Who wants it? Yeah. What is wrong with you guys? The anti-vaxxer people truly make me think our society has no future.
Right.
If we have to deal with these dumb fucking idiots that don't want to get their fucking shots, God.
Well, this person says, hey, Strickland, the 1600s are calling. They want you back. That makes sense.
Well, we're all going to be in the 1600s, though. You ever see movies or television shows where people have the smallpox? Oh, my God. Fuck that. You remember, what was that show, John Adams, the HBO show?
A great show.
It's a few episodes. Everybody had the smallpox. Yeah,
great book.
Go I got to tell you.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon or Audible. And listen
yes.
to it.
The thing about the smallpox, they're fucking disgusting. They're disgusting.
Yeah. Mumps are awful.
Oh, God, the mumps. I forgot about that one. What's that? Gives you bumps or something?
You know, your face swells up like a toad to the point your glands in your face and your throat swell to the point of, like, agony, pain.
Is the feed going out? Are we broadcasting?
I believe we are.
Is everyone listening to what Ed Vile Experience is saying to you? Listen, get your fucking shots. I don't want what you just described. I don't want anything to do with. Fuck that. That's not my thing.
You're not into mumps?
No.
I think, actually, as adults, you could be sterilized, which... might not be the bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, do you really, if your face is all puffed out?
If you're an anti-vaxxer, I might not be too upset about you being sterilized. It may help.
No shit.
It may help the,
Might
not help with herd immunity, but it might help with herd stupidity.
Do you think that guy in Texas, that fucknut, understands what he's saying? Does he understand herd immunity? Does he get it?
Strickland? I don't think he cares. My freedom. You're my big government. You don't tell me what to do.
Enjoy your freedom when you're pissing blood because you have some fucked up disease, dumbass.
Except I'm going to strap you down to the bed, you slut, for having sex, and you're going to carry that baby to term. But I don't want the government telling me to do nothing.
Right, right. Because if you could have a dick baby, you could surely get a dick abortion.
Yeah, he's
a dick abortion.
I mean, he kind of is a dick baby.
Yeah. I wish that guy had been aborted. I mean, really?
That's what's going on there.
Yay!
Y'all.
Yay! Get your shots. Our elected representatives are telling people to not get shots.
Oh, we only have a couple minutes left.
That is the most underreported story on the fucking planet.
Do you want outrage for the last 2 minutes?
Bring it, you assholes. Fuck it.
Kentucky.
I got the mumps.
Ooh. This is the sovereign state. Did I say Kentucky?
Ooh.
Tennessee, forgive me.
Oh, same thing. Same thing.
A pastor was found guilty of raping his 14-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
May I remind everyone, a pastor guilty of rape, incest, and sexual battery.
Jesus.
For abusing his daughter for 2 years, beginning when she was 14.
Oh, my God. A pastor. Okay.
But Knox County, Tennessee.
Ooh.
This dude was found guilty, but Knox County, Tennessee Judge Stephen Sword, spelled like the weapon, Sword, S-W-O-R-D. Yeah, yeah.
God.
This guy's facing life in prison, was recommended. Prosecutors wanted him to serve like 50 or 60. But the judge said, citing his good work as a pastor.
Oh my fucking
God. And the Bible study that he started in jail.
Ugh.
12 years he got.
Oh my God.
12 years.
For 2 years he terrorized his daughter.
And, yeah. That's before she finally reported it.
God.
Upon investigation, forensic testing found traces of his semen on his girl's bed frame.
Oh, on the bed frame.
He tried to claim it was innocent.
Yeah, innocent semen on someone's bed frame.
Under state law, he was convicted.
Good God, dude.
Oh, he could have only gotten probation. They even didn't convict him of
shit,
of all kinds of stuff. But
where is this?
But in Tennessee.
Oh, Jesus.
So the judge was like, he started a Bible study group in prison now.
Yeah, I wonder if the guy wasn't a white Christian dude. I'm assuming he's a white male Christian fucker.
That's the picture I'm looking at.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think if he was Muslim?
David Richards is the scumbag's name.
Yeah, yeah.
Raped his 14-year-old daughter for 2 years.
I mean, why is
he... And gets basically a slap on the wrist because, you know, he's a good pastor and he's being a good Christian in jail.
How many years is that woman in Georgia getting because she voted illegally?
She's serving 5 years.
5 years. She voted incorrectly.
In Texas.
She fucked up. In Texas. She made a mistake. 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this guy's sentenced to 12. He'll probably be out in 6 or 7.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. How evil. And what's wrong with that fucking judge? Is that judge elected?
Well, that's the thing. It's probably some Jesus-wielding judge.
Oh, yeah.
Who's like, well, he's a good Christian now.
God damn.
Hey, he's teaching Bible classes in jail. So, you know, it's okay that he's fucked his daughter
for 2 years.
He raped
his daughter! You gotta protect us from these monsters, you fucking politicians and you fucking judges, fucks.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow.
Get your fucking shots.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, your favorite applications, and all the fucking places.
Yay.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy, stand-up type comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at Rated Comedy. Go to his Instagram, which is Rated Comedy. Go to
his
website.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Did you bring condoms?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.